Go forth, O Christian soul, from this world-state funeral underlines Queen's Faith. By Jack Montgomery on September 19, 2022. The state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II once again highlights the deep faith of the monarch, who was scrupulous in keeping her political and social beliefs to herself, but did not shy from sharing her belief in Christ. The state funeral on Monday in Westminster Abbey, the most ancient foundations of which date to the reign of Saint Edward the Confessor almost 1,000 years ago, was thought to be the greatest gathering of world leaders and crown heads in history. Representatives from many world religions, including Buddhism, Hinduism, Judaism, Islam, and Zoroastrianism, were present, but the Christian character of the service was undeniable. Readings from Christian scripture greeted the Queen's coffin as it processed into the abbey. First among them the iconic words of the Book of John, "I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die." On a humbling note, given the quintessentially British pomp and ceremony of the day's events, were the equally iconic words from Timothy and Job, "We brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. The Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." A so-called royal peculiar, Westminster Abbey is under the direct authority of the monarch as Supreme Governor of the Church of England, an Anglican denomination, rather than a clergyman, and not part of any diocese. The Church of England was not the only Christian denomination represented at the state funeral, however, with representatives from the Roman Catholic Church, Eastern Orthodox denominations, and Oriental Orthodox denominations also present alongside various strands of Protestantism. Perhaps most notably the Church of Scotland, a Presbyterian church that the monarch is bound by oath to defend. Let us give thanks to God for Queen Elizabeth's long life and reign, recalling with gratitude her gifts of wisdom, diligence, and service, said the Reverend Dr. Ian Greenshields, moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, during the prayers. God, from whom cometh everything that is upright and true, accept our thanks for the gifts of heart and mind that thou didst bestow upon thy daughter Elizabeth, and which she showed forth among us in her words and deeds, and grant that we may have grace to live our lives in accordance with thy will, to seek the good of others, and to remain faithful servants unto our lives' end, through Jesus Christ our Lord, he continued. The commendation was read by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, the de facto leader of the Church of England, at least in terms of how he is treated by the media. Let us commend to the mercy of God, our Maker and Redeemer, the soul of Elizabeth, our late Queen, he said. Go forth, O Christian soul, from this world, in the name of God the Father Almighty, who created thee, in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who suffered for thee, in the name of the Holy Spirit, who was poured out upon thee and anointed thee, in communion with all the blessed saints, and aided by the angels and archangels and all the armies of the heavenly host, may thy portion this day be in peace, and thy dwelling in the heavenly Jerusalem. Following the state funeral service, the Queen's coffin was transported to St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle, for a final public service and interment alongside her late husband, Prince Philip. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.